Angela Cerbi, Fred from Radio. We are in Rome at MIA, the market of the Rome Festival. We're here with Christina Loy of Europa Distribution.
Hello.
Briefly, can you just tell us what Europa Distribution is?
Hello. Europa Distribution is the network of independent film distributors. It was created nearly 10 years ago. It will be 10 years next year by distributor from different countries in Europe. So now we have about 150 distributors in all Europe and in some and beyond. So we have also some members outside Europe.
You just finished this panel with a very nice title, because it's everything you always wanted to know about distribution you were afraid to ask. And what's the most difficult thing in distribution nowadays that you're afraid to tell?
Oh, I'm not afraid to tell anything, really. that was more like a provocative, of course, title and funny. That's also the idea, to show that a panel can be something interesting and funny, too. I think that, you know, distributors, in a way, they always have to adapt themselves to the situation. That's part of their job, because, of course, as you know, I like to call the independent distributor like cinephile entrepreneurs. So you have to love cinema and you have to be an entrepreneur, because if you don't love cinema, how can you find the films that you will believe in and make them exist? And if you're not an entrepreneur, how can you have a company running? So they have always those two parallel ideas probably when working. And that means for me that they have this incredible ability to adapt most of the time to changes. We organize regularly with the association panels and workshop, where open panels like this one, but also smaller workshop with some members, where we are like 20 or 30 members, where we are discussing several topics. And you can see how much they are always so much further in their thinking on all releasing their film, because they have to find an audience. That's their job. If they don't do it well, for sure a film won't exist. Then, of course, the problem of our film is that always you never know if it will work or not. But you can do a good job to make it exist at least. But you have to find, you know, you have several devices, of course, where you can have your film present and existing, not just something on a shelf. And they have to find a ways to touch the audience, to bring the audience and create interest and demand for the film they are trying to sell. So they always are looking for new ideas. So in a way, I would say that in the daily life, there are always new problems, but they are able to deal with. So maybe from today, the biggest problem, it's not related to the market, it's related to politics, is that in its plan for Europe, the European Commission is wants to implement a digital single market, which is, of course, fine with us. But it can't work for film the way they want to. It's just unworkable. So it's not that we are doing like a caprice and we don't want something. But so the basic idea, because first maybe I need to explain it a bit more, is that each European citizen should have access to all platforms in Europe, wherever they are. So if we are in Rome, we are Italian.
Poland,
voilà, yeah. Exactly. And of course, it will be very problematic on certain countries when you share language with a bigger country, like for Switzerland or the Benelux countries or whatever, and with everyone, with the UK, because English is, of course, a very vehicular language. And so it's just unworkable. But they want it because they're there, and I understand that too, of course, is that many films are not accessible online. So from their point of view, giving the citizen the possibility to have access to film on another VOD platform would be like, having the opportunity to see whatever film you want if it's out there. The problem is that if you do that for certain films that are not accessible, you do it also for the other films. Is that if you open the door, you open the door for everything.
A huge door.
And it means that, because I was speaking about Belgium, I can even give a practical example. If you take the Grande Bellezza, the film was, the premiere was in Cannes 2 years ago, and it was released at the same time in Italy and France, and also French-speaking Switzerland. Other countries release it later, like Belgium. They release it in September for many reasons, but of course one of the reasons was that at the time May was very too crowded, so there was no place to have your film exist, and you won't release a film when there is a huge competition, because your film will disappear. You have to find the right moment, so it's there, and it's the film you want to see.
And that's one of the signs of the job of the street.
Exactly.
You know, when it is.
Yeah. The right date. Yeah. If you don't have a good release date, then... You were starting very badly, and so they waited to September, and then the film was a success in Belgium, even a bigger success in the Netherlands. The thing is that if we would have passive sales at the time, it means that in September the Belgian distributor had a Belgian citizen had the possibility to see the film online.
In
May, because then it was a theater in Italy, but the film would have in France, but the film would have been released on VOD 4 months later in France, and that means September. So at the same time, the time of the release in Belgium, you would have the film available for Belgian citizens on a French VOD platform, but France has a huge penetration in Belgium, which
of course,
it's obvious, and that means that the distributor wouldn't have been able to release a film, because no theaters will take a film as it is at the same time on VOD, legally available. And of course, you know, if it can't be publicized, people will know it. You know, Belgian people doesn't need to have a lot of publicity on French television to go and watch French television. They just know it's there and it's in the program. So you can do that with VOD, of course. So it means that the film wouldn't have been released. So it means also that the Belgian distributor wouldn't have the choice for the release date, because then the only way it could work is to release the film at the same time of France. But then, as I said, at the time, it was too crowded. So the film was like killed, you know, we say in French, killed in the egg. Never grow. So that's the thing, is that by trying to find an answer for a very, very small audience, there is danger for all the rest.
For a bigger one, yeah. And what can we do against it?
Oh, I think for us, for sure, as an association, it's... like education, we have to explain a lot. So that's what we do a lot with the institution, and so being like the European Commission, but also the Parliament, to explain why it can't work. And at the same time, trying to find solution to answer the question, but what about availability of films online? So on that, for example, our association is part of a group of other associations that is working on solution that could be developed at a different level to support the circulation of film. So it's not working on territoriality, but it's like, you know, what can we do at the industry level, but also at the member state level and at the European level to, for example, have an effective impact on piracy and to support better the legal offer and to have a better transparency and blah, blah, blah. And there are many, many, many things that we could do to have already a better circulation and availability.
Okay, so let's hope that the next time we meet, some good news have happened. Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Was
Christina
Loy
from Europa Distribution. I'm Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from the Rome Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.